Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
It's Sybil Wilkes with What You Need to Know. Today is Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. Number one, the U.S. set an April 12th deadline for flights to evacuate people from Haiti. Several U.S. airlines have suspended or plan to suspend service to the island nation. U.S. Congresswomen from Florida districts have called for the release of $40 million in federal aid to Haiti to combat the escalating violence. Number two, millions of cicadas are set to emerge in the U.S. this spring, generating excitement and social media chatter. Despite their loud mating calls and large numbers, they pose minimal threat to humans. However, cicadas can cause damage to young trees and shrubs by laying eggs in the branches, which may weaken or kill them. The Department of Agriculture recommends protecting young plants with netting to prevent damage. Number three, a new sexually transmitted disease has proven resistant to antibiotics. Mycoplasma genitalium, also known as M. genitalium, is a sexually transmitted bacterial infection. M. genitalium causes genital pain, bleeding, swelling, infertility, and miscarriage. Check out the newsletter to find out other reasons the new disease causes concern for doctors. Number four. May 7th, 2023, in Tallahassee, Florida, a 56-year-old barber by the name of Calvin Riley was pulled over and arrested by police recruit Kirsten Oliver for refusing a sobriety test after being suspected of marijuana use. Body camera shows Oliver holding a bottle of liquor and then pouring out a liquid onto the street outside of Riley's Mercedes. Oliver then tossed the bottle onto the floorboard. A police report states Riley's DUI charge stems from an open container and alcohol breath. Oliver testified she was following department policy on impounding liquids, but could not locate the specific policy. Riley's trial began April 5th and is ongoing. Number five, the IRS generally has 3 years to audit tax returns, but this period can extend in specific cases, such as if income is underreported or foreign income is not reported. Audits typically occur within 12 to 18 months of filing. However, there is no time limit for audits if a return is not filed or if it's fraudulent. The IRS may request an extension of the limitations period during an audit. Our celebrity CPA to the stars, Katrina M. Kraft, has more details on this matter in today's newsletter. Here's your daily inspiration from Yogi's Jewels. Incorporating personal respite care breaks can lead to a life that is more harmonious and balanced. Join me today live on YouTube and Facebook at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central with comedian Damon Williams, political contributor Cameron Riley, and producer Ahmed Gordon with special guest Dr. Jitali Bellanton as we talk about cryptocurrency, as well as today's top headlines and more. I'm Sybil Wilkes. Be informed, be empowered.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.